Good morning, Williams and Lee. Scott.
Hey, buddy, what's going on, man? How are you?
same old, okay? Anyway, business is interesting. By the 10th of the month, I had in about 60% of last year's month, okay? And then business stopped until this past Monday, which was an amazing day, okay? I had three very nice sales, okay? Each one of them was in excess of $2,000. That caught me up about three-quarters of the way, so I'm, like, keeping my fingers crossed that I'll be able to beat last year's month with the next 3 days' worth of business, today, Saturday, and Tuesday. I think Tuesday's the 31st. I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, I think, hold on, I'll tell you. I got a calendar right in front of me, right? Tuesday is the 1st. So Monday.
Ah, Tuesday. Okay, so I have today and
no,
today
I'm
and
wrong.
Tomorrow.
I'm wrong. Tuesday is the 31st.
What?
Tuesday is the 31st. I looked down the wrong.
Oh, okay. All right. So I have today, tomorrow, and Tuesday to try to beat last year, and it's reachable. I think I have to do about $2,800. Okay.
Oh, I got about 40,000 I got to hit. So we're in a similar boat, but it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, about it. Anyway.
How's everything else? I mean, so you're going to hit your month, so that's good, and just everything else is good with you? You feeling okay?
Yeah, you know, everything's pretty good. My wife's still recovering from the controls your heart.
Oh, you catch me.
Pacemaker. Okay.
Yeah.
Pacemaker installed at 8:28 before the time change at 7:28, at 8:28 now, okay, something happens, and they can't see anything happening in the electronics or what have you, but it's like she said it actually takes my breath away. So to test her, and I told her, I said, we're going to test this, okay? I said, you know, we're going to go sit in the living room with your back to the clock. There's only one clock in the living room. We have a TV room, and that's where our TV is, and there's a clock on the wall, there's a clock on the table, there's a weather reporting station on another table that has a clock. But in the living room, there's only one clock. And I said, you're going to sit where your back is to that clock, okay? And I said, you tell me when it starts to happen. Scott, son of a gun, 8:28. She says, here we go, it's starting.
On the button. Love
yeah.
It.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, now they have the sales rep, the company rep, Abbott, the company representative coming in at their next appointment, which of course is 2 weeks down the road now. But you know, it's been every day since they installed this. Now it's like she said, the first week and a half, I was just feeling so sore and so lousy. I don't know if it was happening at that point. Okay. She said, once I started to feel a little bit better, you know, she said, I started to tell you that this is what's happening. She uses her Cardia heart monitor that, you know, connects to your phone, okay,
right.
You know, via Bluetooth or what have you, okay? And she's been able to catch four times where it'll tell you that normal atrial or whatever, things like that, and four times it has said undefined. And there's all these squiggly lines before the next heartbeat. Okay? And, you know, she says, that is it. So day before yesterday, she said, can you get these off of my phone and into an email for me so that I can email them to my cardiac people? I said, sure I can. So she did. She emailed them to her to the cardiac people yesterday. And then she waited for a call and waited for a call and waited for a call. As we went to bed last night, she said, they're going to call at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Okay. I said, well, I'm up at 6, so you know, it doesn't matter. All right. No return phone call. You know, it's just, I don't even know what to say with regards to frustrations with medical. Now, on my end, I've been pretty thrilled with everything that I've had performed to me and the outcomes, okay? On her end, you know, this has been going on for 2 years with her heart rate. Her heart rate and her blood pressure. Her heart rate oftentimes were in the upper 30s, and her blood pressure was through the roof, dangerously, okay? seven times. I don't know if you might recall, but she was seven times in the hospital in 14 months.
I remember.
With her blood pressure through the roof. Six times the ambulance took her, and one time I took her, which was a mistake. Okay, an ambulance takes them right into the working area.
Yeah, if you do it yourself, you're going to sit in the waiting room, which is never...
Exactly. You know, now there were medical professionals, I don't know what their positions were, that came out and knelt down beside her and did her blood pressure and things like that. You know, and it's like I said to her, I said, you know, they've been battling this by pumping chemicals into you. They can't find a reason for these things happening, so they just pump chemicals into you and add an additional chemical and then subtract one and add a different one and what have you. I said, you know, it was explained to us. A vascular surgeon said, it's sometimes blood pressure is a conundrum. All you can do is try to treat it medicinally.
Right.
You don't find a reason for it. I said, so now they installed her, by the way, her pulse is 60 to 63 every time she does a reading. Now, this is with the pacemaker. And her blood pressure is like 118 over 68, 121 over 70. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so that's kind of resolved. But what the Sam Hill is going on at 828?
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, so how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. It's really odd that it's the same time every day, right?
Yeah, that means it's the equipment.
Right, it's definitely the equipment. So, you know me, I had, you know, being diabetic, when I first got diagnosed, I would do the finger prick for the first, I don't know, almost 5 months, and then they put me on a Libre device, which goes in the back of your arm, and you change it out every 2 weeks. And I had similar, defective. They weren't always perfect. So there was times when my blood sugar was 25 and 30, which is ridiculously low and shouldn't have been, and the monitor wasn't reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally switched to an updated version that got it taken care of. But most of the time, that's software, you know. So hopefully we get that squared away, right?
Yeah, about it. Hey, listen, it's 10:30. I got to unlock the doors.
Have a great day, man. I'll catch up with you.
Likewise. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Yep. Bye now.
Thanks, Scott. Bye.